look at the success in other people's lives, it's easy to focus only on the fruit and miss the sheer hard work and commitment it took for them to get there. Turns out that realizing your potential takes commitment. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at your potential, your life, from a different perspective. This week on A Different Perspective, we're taking a look at reaching our full potential. Because there are so many people today who, for one reason or another, just don't. Maybe it's reaching our potential as a parent, or in our work or vocation. But reaching out, living out our full potential, has so much to do with our sense of satisfaction and fulfillment in life. Now, it's one thing for us to have a sense of our potential and to think big thoughts. We've talked about those over the last couple of days. But it's another thing entirely to reach that potential, to realize it. For so many people, there's a gap between dreaming and doing. We look at great tennis players or musicians or business leaders or model parents and dream of being like them. But somehow, we conveniently ignore the hard yards involved in reaching that sort of potential. Bottom line, reaching our potential involves hard work. A bloke by the name of Paul, an apostle 2,000 years ago, he knew that. He wrote this, he said, "Don't you know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that won't last, but we do it to get a crown that'll last forever. Therefore, I don't run like a man running aimlessly. I don't fight like a man beating the air." And then he goes on to talk about all the things that can distract us. Paul looked at life in this way. He said, look, a lot of things are going to happen through life. I'm going to be determined to be focused on what God's called me to, but my full potential, the thing that really matters, is my relationship with Jesus. It's an eternal thing. And the things he did along the way were amazing, but for him, they were steps along a journey which he took very deliberately. He was very focused on, but the journey was the point. It was culminating in eternal life. He led so many people to Jesus. He planted and nurtured so many churches over a dozen or so years. He wrote almost half of the books of the New Testament. We're still reading his stuff today. We're sitting here today, 2,000 years on, talking about what Paul wrote. The guy had a huge impact. But here are the two things that really strike me about Paul. The first thing is he never lost sight of the end game. He saw all his potential in those terms. You know how we can get distracted by what's going on today, what's going on tomorrow? You read what Paul wrote, and he's always talking about life today in terms of eternal life, in terms of the goal, in terms of being with Jesus for eternity. The second thing is, he knew that reaching his potential involved hard work and perseverance through trials. Paul, he sparked riots, he was beaten. They tried to murder him. He was shipwrecked. He was bitten by snakes. He was hounded by the religious establishment. He was imprisoned, chained, killed for his faith. And all the way he had his eye on the end game. And the end game for Paul was Jesus. We can dream dreams. We can think big thoughts and then get all starry-eyed and imagine somehow like it won't be hard work. Like becoming a parent. You know, when you make that decision as husband and wife to have a child and you think, oh, this is going to be wonderful and yeah, it's going to be hard work, but it's going to be wonderful. And then you go through the process, a lifelong process of bringing up children. Even when they're adults, we're still involved in their lives. And it's a wonderful experience, but it's hard work. As Paul said, Paul used the example of the athlete. You know, an athlete wants to win the race at the games, but an athlete has to go into strict training. It requires focus and effort and dedication and perseverance and breaking through the pain barrier that athletes have to break through. And whatever the calling is that God has placed in our life, whatever our potential is that he wants us to live out, we can bet our bottom dollar that as wonderful as that journey will be, as fulfilling as that journey will be, it'll be hard work too. It'll require dedication. And the thing that for Paul helped him to do that was his perspective, his eternal perspective, always with his eye on the end game. In 20 years of consulting in lots of organisations, I've seen that the number of people who keep their eye on the end game during difficult times Well, there aren't many of them. Actually, quite a small percentage of people. And those people, in organisational terms, are worth their weight in gold because they're the ones that keep an organisation focused, moving forward to where it should be going. But we need to do the same as people. That's what I find so encouraging about Paul, is when he went through those riots and the beatings and the shipwrecks, and he was always focused on the glory of God in Jesus Christ. So realising that we have some potential, thinking big thoughts, having great ideas, they're important, but they're only the first step. The thing that really, really helps us to realise our potential, the thing that gets us through the difficult times, is a commitment that's so deeply rooted in the end game, in that relationship with Jesus, in seeing his glory go out. That's what Paul was about. A commitment rooted in a clear vision of the eternal picture. Because without that, the effort, the work, it becomes a grind. People say, surely, Bernie, you don't experience that. Well, absolutely. When you're producing radio programs, day after day after day after day after day, if it's not in an eternal context, if the commitment that is in my heart isn't about the glory of Jesus, you know what happens? It becomes a grind. It becomes dry. It becomes lifeless. But from an eternal perspective, every time I do this, it is so exciting. It's such a blessing because in my heart, I know it's about Jesus and it's about touching lives with his love. And with all the radio programs and stations and stuff, they're the external measures of success. They're the things that people look at and go, oh, wow, isn't that wonderful they're doing that? But that's not success. That's not where it's at. Where it's at for me is seeing that one life touched with the love of Jesus Christ. That's what our organization's potential is all about. That's what the potential that God has laid before me is all about. People see success in human ways, in numbers and stuff, and that's wonderful, but that's not where it is. But what they don't see is the commitment and the effort and the hard work and the perseverance of our small team here and of the teams and the individuals that get involved in living out the potential that God has for them. If you ask any one of our team, Gary, our assistant director, or Jackie, who answers the phone and does our mail, or Anne, who manages parts of our website, you ask them, they'll tell you something interesting. For each one of them, it's more than a job. It's not just coming to work every day and cranking the handle over. It's doing something with eternal significance, which gives us as a team the perseverance to live a life for God's glory and to keep doing day after day after day the things that to some other people might feel mundane. Your potential, realizing that, will take effort and commitment and hard work through the hard times, through the disappointments, through the times when we're tired. And if the truth be known, you know, you wouldn't want it any other way, would you? If it were all easy, if it were all a piece of cake, it just wouldn't be the same rich significance of living out the potential that God has for our lives, for each one of us. Sometimes life dishes up stuff that we rather it hadn't. And as we struggle with that stuff, it's easy to lose sight of the fact that in all likelihood, God is up to something good, changing us from the inside out in ways that we don't quite understand at the time. That's why I love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet. It's called The Grace Transformation, because God's word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that through this booklet, he'll help you lay hold of the freedom that Jesus died and rose again to give you, so that you can become all that he created you to be. You can request your free copy right now at christianityworks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and your email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is christianityworks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.